dictation for Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, Metcalf, M-E-T-C-A-F, excuse me, C-A-L-F, July 20, 1967. Addresses a letter to Michelle Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, M-D, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Nelson, consultation for Mrs. Metcalf. We have seen him more than 3 years ago for similar problems of isolated elevation of creatinine level. She comes accompanied with husband. She has no specific complainings, even at the time of high creatinine. Everything was baselined. She denies any changes on weight appetite. She denies any vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. She denies changes in urination. She keeps herself physically active. They walk without any associated claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no rash, no no discolor of the toes, no anti-inflammatory exposure. The only medication is estradiol that she's doing for menopausal symptoms. Other diagnosis has included vitamin D deficiency, hyperlipidemia only on diet, has not taken medications, irritable bowel syndrome, prior kidney stones. Other medical history is negative. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder removal, hysterectomies, patient has ovaries. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, no side effects to medications. Next paragraph, only present medications, estradiol. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 145, anxious, no respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, skin mucosal, joint lymph nodes, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal masses, tenderness, ascites, no edema, neurological deficit, blood pressure 144/92 on the right, 148/90 on the left. There is a recent kidney ultrasound, normal size, without obstruction. They did not see cysts, which were reported a few years back, benign. Creatinine did go up to 1.1, but recheck is back to normal at 0.98 for a GFR better than 60, with a normal sodium, potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia around 12, with a normal white blood cell platelets. Recent urine sample, no activity for blood, protein, or cells. Has normal liver testing. A1C at 5.7, normal thyroid, elevated cholesterol 274, triglycerides 222, with an LDL of 153. Back in 2020, again normal size kidneys, at that time bilateral simple renal cyst. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. I have a long discussion with Tanya and husband. She does not have chronic renal failure. By definition, chronic renal failure implies persistent elevated creatinine or decreased GFR at least over a period of 3 months or longer. Transient elevations of creatinine without any associated symptoms with preserved electrolyte acid base, with no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells, and no evidence for asymmetry of the kidneys, normal-sized kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. I explained to her I will follow her normal physical activity. She already is trying to minimize sodium intake. She has hypolipidemia, at some point might require treatment. She doesn't have any prior history for atherosclerosis. I'm not aware of family history of the same problem. There is no new medication needed. There is no new intervention needed. I will suggest when you do the yearly testing at cystatin C at the same time of creatinine to measure a combined GFR with those two chemicals. If the creatinine isolated elevation, repeat few days with good hydration. Patient needs to monitor blood pressure at home. She was quite anxious during this encounter. However, as blood pressure is silent, if blood pressure at home shows any doubts of the true level of blood pressure, consider doing a 24-hour blood pressure monitor. I did not schedule a return visit, but I will be more than glad to discuss with you if any abnormalities develop in the future or if any help for question hypertension. End of dictation.